Welcome to today's Optics Rate Debates. Andras and myself, Theodore, we will talk a little bit and explain the basic features of the Leica GeoVit HDB models, the series of HDB. So Andras, I know we talked a lot about GeoVits and so on, so where should we start?
I think we should start at the very beginning, and this is how it all came to be when in Leica range-finding binoculars. How it all started?
Well, it all started in 1992 with the introduction of Leica GeoVit 7x42. They were the first range-finding binoculars on the civil market. So Leica was the pioneer of this field. And afterwards, already in 2005, they did the first series of, I would say, a little bit less bulky GeoVit. And then GeoVit HD came in 2009. And then in 2013, I think it was 2013, it was the HDB. And the HDB was groundbreaking. This was something, well, I know when I saw them first in their introduction of the HDB in Wetzlar, they were still in the old factory at that time. And we went to a shooting range near Wetzlar, and we looked at this binocular and said it was like really something completely different than anything anyone else did at that time. So what was really different? The difference was that they designed a completely new prism. We know that binoculars always have, I would say majority of binoculars have three types of prisms. So either roof or poro. And in roof type, most of the producers do either Schmidt and Pechan or they do Aberkönig. And this was, I would say for the last 30, 40, maybe even 50 years, it was a standard. Either it was a poro prism binoculars or it was a roof prism binoculars with either Aberkönig or Schmidt-Pechan prisms. And they did something completely new. They did this Perger poro prism type, which nobody else used ever before, at least to my knowledge. It was something completely new. So they got this really unique shape, like banana style, but it really helps the ergonomics. And they really got best possible optical performance from a range-finding binoculars, because we know that range-finding binoculars usually have a little bit of problems of providing the same level of optical quality than normal binoculars.
But these do have, I think, above 90% of light rendition.
Yeah, this was something what they achieved with this prism, and also the field of view is really, really wide, and the optical quality in general is... It was groundbreaking at that time, in 2013, this is 5 years ago or something like that. So it was really special, and this was the first thing. The second thing was the range finding capabilities. When I tested it at that time, I couldn't believe how fast it is. Compared to anything else on the market, it was like lightning fast. You push the button and the measurement was instant. And still today, in 2018, it's still, in my opinion, the fastest you can get. And this was the second thing which was groundbreaking, and then the range. It went out to 1,850 meters. This was something what nobody really expected, because it was like, okay, you need it for, let's say, 500, 600 meters, that's it. And they went out almost to 2 kilometers. And on top of that, they integrated inside sensor for temperature, sensor for air pressure, and normally a sensor for the angle. And they integrated this advanced ballistic compensation program inside, which was able to collect all this data, so the air pressure, the angle at which you are looking at the target, and temperature, and apply all this data to the ballistic calculation. And it had it still has 12 preset ballistic curves, which you choose which one fits your rifle and your ammunition the best, or you can even program your own
ballistic curve.
Yeah, your actual ballistic curve, and you insert this curve into the binoculars.
So it has a micro SD card slot here.
Yeah,
in the
battery compartment. You always get a tool with your binoculars so that you're able to open this battery compartment. And this was something that was really, really almost strange at that time, because nobody else really thought of doing something like this. So to offer customers possibility to use their own ballistic data and put it inside of the ballistic calculator, and then the ballistic calculator takes the distance measurement, the angle measurement, the temperature, the air pressure, puts everything into a ballistic model and gives you out clicks, how many clicks you have to do. You're able to set what is the click value on your scope.
Yeah.
Or it gives you how much holdover in centimeters or inches you need to do, or it gives you the simple equivalent horizontal range. So this was, it was science fiction at that time. And I have to point out why this was such a science fiction. To be honest, in 2018, this is 5 years after the HDB was first introduced. This year is the first time when someone else, to be honest, Zeiss, did the same with their rocks. So they needed 5 years to cover the same ground as Leica. Well, they did advanced in a field that you're able to connect your phone
with Bluetooth,
with your binoculars. But still, Leica did all this already in 2013. And still optically, because they invested so much effort into producing this pair of poor prisms, they're still optically in top, I would say, or at least among the best when we speak about optical performance of rangefinding binoculars.
So now in 2018, the HDB is still top of the Geoid line.
Yeah.
We have the HDR, which is a little bit, it's a little bit simplified.
It's a stripped HDB.
It can still calculate the equivalent horizontal range, but the other functions of ABC, such as displaying the holdover, the click value,
are missing.
So there's only applied to the HDB. And I think that for the HDB, you have to pay, I would say, €600 more or something like that.
From the pricing of this HDB, it starts at around 2,900 euros and goes to 3,300. So 3,300 is for 8x56 models, which we are missing now on this table.
Yes, so the model range, I'm not sure.
There are three models.
3 models.
8x42, 10x42, 8x56. What Leica did in the meantime, from 2013 to 2018, they did introduce two different, I would say, special editions of this binoculars. They had a edition 2200, so they increased the range to 2200 yards, roughly 2 kilometers. And they did the edition 2017, which was in green color. Very, very nice, very beautiful. I think even though it's edition 2017, they're still sought for. They're a collector's item, I would say. So a green Geoid. And now in 2018, they came out with a new, or I would say refreshed, facelift model, which is called the HDB 3000. So they increased the measurement range up to 3000 yards.
So and this is the main upgrade that they've been doing for the last 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So they've been increasing the range of detection.
Yeah, because everything else is really, really hard to
improve.
To improve, yeah. The optics is perfect. The build quality is perfect. They are really, they have an open bridge design.
And they have this quality Leica ICOPS that can be fixed in many positions.
Probably one of the best. I think they have 4 positions.
They also have the Aquadura coating, the high durability coating, the Hilux system.
Yeah, on the prisms.
Yeah.
The Hilux is again a coating, but I'm not sure that they use them on portable prism. I know that they use the Aquadura coatings on the external lenses to repel water
and
dirt and so on. And they use the high durable coating to protect the lenses against light scratches. Normally, if you take a knife and do a scratch on it, you will still do it.
Of course.
But all those unintentional scratches when you, the lens touches something, are now protected with these high durable coatings. They're also filled with nitrogen. They're waterproof and submersible. They have a diopter setting on both two eyepieces. The white, the diopter setting, you see the white line here and the red one on the other side. The white is for the image. You do the diopter setting of the image here. And then the red one is for the display of meters inside. So when you get the measurement reading, you correct your diopter setting here on the eyepiece so that you see the display really sharp and clean.
What I also want to point out is that these are really ergonomically designed, as you said, and even these buttons are, one is indented and one is a little bit protruding, so that you can actually feel them without even having to look at them, you can tell which one is which.
Well, for me personally, I would say that in ergonomics, the only thing what I would do differently is I would move the focusing knob on the other side of the bridge, because I have small hands. But for normal, I would say bigger people, everything else is more or less perfect. Also, the build quality is superb.
They're made in Likas factory in Portugal.
Yeah.
Like all of the range finding products that they have, the warranty is
it's 5 years. However, the service life is much longer. I think the service life is at least 10 years or even longer. They don't specify, but I know with other Leica products, you're still able to send them 20 years old Geovit and they will still service it and fix it. So in this respect, they're really a good buy. Also with the accessories, your normal accessories, you get the normal bag, you get the carrying strap, the manual,
the micro SD card, of course, is included as well.
You get the software for programming the micro SD card on their webpage. And you can also buy a lot of different accessories.
It's listed in this booklet, that's also included. So
yeah, you get a catalog of all the accessories inside. And they have really nice accessories made from leather, from other high quality materials and so on. Leica is really famous for all these accessories because this comes from their production of camera accessories. All in all, even though this product is already 5 years on the market, I still think it's probably one of the best choices from top of the line.
But it was upgraded, so this is the newest edition.
Let's be honest, it was upgraded to 3000 yards, the measuring range. But already the older version, which went up to 2000 yards, it still had the longest range. So when all the competition is still, I would say, more or less stationary regarding this field, they already went and did something better and they competed against themselves. Because no one else is measuring up to 3000 yards, at least not in the field of range finding binoculars. So I would say Leica is really, really still the market leader in this field. And if you wish to have probably the best range finding binoculars, the HDB is a really good choice.
So we talked about the history, the pricing, the model range, the build quality, the optical performance, the ballistic system, mostly about everything. So
the ballistic system, this is, I would just like to point out one more time, you have three functions with this ABC system. So the holdover in centimeters or inches, the click value, you have to set what is your click value on the scope, and it gives you the how many clips you have to apply, and the equivalent horizontal range. The equivalent horizontal range is more or less, it doesn't take into account everything else what's available in these binoculars.
Thank you very much. If we forgot something, leave a comment down below and we'll try to reply to it as soon as possible, or send us an email. And like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, check out our other videos, and see you in the next debates. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.